boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have a question. Do you kiss them when they're asleep? Do you kiss your
random people?
I hope not. Mwah. You sleeping creepy weirdo. No, let me tell you.
That was way too natural for you. I know you do that on the weekends.
Yeah, I just go house to house. If you've ever felt a peck on your cheek, it was probably me. I'm the kissing fairy.
That's like a serial killer, I think.
But I don't kill. I just kiss.
Uh-huh.
And I just be pecking on people.
Yeah, weird.
You're right. It was very natural. And I have the whole story. Just it came right out to me way too fast.
I'm saying it's something that maybe you've done before.
Anyways, what I was actually going to tell you is that I want to know, like, do you kiss your significant other, like Curly, when he's asleep, when you're like you're leaving early? I left a little bit earlier today because we needed to do some things for work, and he was dead asleep, and I kissed him, and I'm like, and I do this all the time, but part of me was like, do I even bother? Because I know he's dead asleep. He ain't going to feel this. Like, why am I even doing it?
Mm-hmm.
But then part of me is like, well, I love him. It's the respectful thing. But then it felt like I was kissing a dead body. Let's be honest.
Mm.
What do you do?
Oh, I shake him awake.
You do? Yeah. Taylor, I would get the wrath if I...
I'll get it. Oh, sometimes I do.
and you're like, well, love me.
Well,
okay?
I'm like, I want you to know that I'm leaving.
Oh,
so I give
God.
Him a little squeeze.
Little squeeze? I imagined you were like, get off!
No, I'll give him a little...
WWE SmackDown!
A little squeeze on the shoulder. And then I'll be like... and then I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. And then that's it.
I would
half the time he doesn't remember.
I would be so mad if you did that to me.
Well, I'm glad we're not dating.
I would be like, Taylor, get out of my face.
Don't come to my house then.
Well, I am the kissing fairy.
The kiss of death. That's your serial killer name.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
This story was all over my Facebook feed last night for good reason, because it is amazing. The world's most premature baby was born and taken care of right here in Iowa.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. So baby boy's name is Nash. He was born at 21 weeks, meaning he came 133 days earlier than scheduled.
Can you imagine? You haven't even had the baby shower. Did they even have the name picked out? I would probably still be in the baby name picking stage.
I have no idea. His parents are Molly and Randall Keene from Ankeny, and they have been working with experts at the University of Iowa hospitals, obviously, because they do really amazing work over there. And their story alone is honestly incredible. Even less than a year before they had baby Nash, they unfortunately lost a baby. So they were going through that struggle of...
Yeah.
Conceiving and having a baby, and then they found out not long after that they were pregnant again. But about 20 weeks in, mom is like, I'm like feeling a little bit strange at one of her doctor's appointments. So she had them take a closer look than they normally would at that time. And they're like, this is like kind of like early labor right now. This is way too early for this to be happening. So they're like, okay, we got to do what we can to push this off as far as long as possible. And they were able to do that until the 21 week mark. Things are getting serious.
Wait, this was even before 21 weeks she was having something?
Yeah, shortly in the 20 week.
Shut up.
They're like, okay, we gotta like try to, this has never happened. This is really, really dangerous, if anything. She was able to deliver Nash, and she said it was actually a pretty easy delivery. She was taken care of, and obviously doctors are making sure she's okay because it's a pretty serious situation for both of them. And the hospital is like, this has never happened before. Like, we have to be really serious and honest with you that, like, we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Stanford University is also looking at all of this like, oh, my gosh, we have never seen anything like this.
Did they come in? Like, did they fly in? Well, our doctors are smart enough, so I mean.
I'm sure they're reporting back and forth with them. So when he was born, he was 10 ounces, which is less than a can of soda.
No, girl, I'm like, I know, because I weigh my food out every day. So when you said 10 ounces, I'm like, I know that food, you know.
So, so tiny.
Holy
and they weren't able to hold him for 26 days because he was so little. They were like...
You could probably bruise him by honestly holding him.
Oh my gosh.
I'd assume.
Like, as nimble as a feather. So then they're like, oh my gosh, the machinery that we have is even big enough for that stuff. Luckily, he was just big enough for him to be hooked up to everything and run tests and help him get to a healthy point. And now here we are a year later. He's 1 year old and he is doing great. He's healthy. They're monitoring.
We're already 1 year.
Yeah,
wow.
This was a year ago that he was born. His birthday was just at the beginning of July and they're celebrating him being healthy and doing just fine. He is maybe a little bit delayed and not crawling quite yet, but they have really high hopes for him. Stanford's still looking after him. And he is a Guinness World Record holder.
Woo!
As the world's most premature baby.
Right here in Iowa.
Yes.
Okay, if the family's up to it, can we get like a Netflix documentary? Only because I'm so invested already and you've only given me like just a couple minutes of the story.
It's amazing.
And I want to know more.
Mom's like, by the time he's in kindergarten, I have a feeling that most people aren't even going to know that he was so prematurely born.
I want to know like more like the back end. Like how did the doctors, like, you know, how'd they feed him?
Right?
Like, I have so many questions. How did a diaper fit on him?
Oh, my gosh.
No one's thinking about these things.
You got to ask the questions.
Netflix?
Call them.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yeah, I told my boyfriend last night that you're failing me as a boyfriend before I even walked through the door.
That is just not very nice.
No, hold on. I was being a little dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might agree with me on one of the reasons why, okay? Last night, I worked a little bit later, and by the time I got off, I was like, ugh, I am not cooking. So I called him, and I was like, hey, have you ate? He said no. And so I picked us up some Chick-fil-A. My hands were full, and because I had my Chick-fil-A, I had my work bag, I had other things. And I could tell he was upstairs, so he probably didn't even hear me come home, and that's okay. I wasn't mad about that. But then I noticed, I think he eventually saw me come home, so I could see him coming down the stairs as I'm coming around the house. And I had to call him because I couldn't even get through the door. There was two reasons why. One, my car key fell out of my hand. So I was at this point, I'm kicking it to just get it to me, to follow me to the front door, if that makes sense. And then number two, I was blocked by stranger danger.
What?
There was a spider.
Oh my God. Jeez. I thought there was like an actual like person that was just hanging out on your front porch.
I had to call him. I was like, I need you to come outside right now. So he comes outside. I'm like, you're failing me as a boyfriend. There's a spider right here and I can't enter the home until you get rid of this.
Oh.
It was literally dangling.
But yeah, gross.
And I was not about to enter the home with our beautiful Chick-fil-A. With a spider on.
Was he supposed to know the spider was there? I'm confused. Oh.
Like he knew there was a spider.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying you're failing me as a boyfriend. You got to make sure there's no spiders near our house at all times.
Oh. Why did...
What?
I mean, like, is that... Should you just get an exterminator?
He's supposed to be my exterminator.
Oh.
That's part of our contract. There's no contract.
I'd like a copy of that just for my own records.
I definitely ate my own words when I told my boyfriend, you're failing me. I was being dramatic, and it was a total joke, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's our kind of a relationship, okay? But I definitely ate my words before I even got 2 feet into the house. Because sitting on the kitchen table was Apple AirPod Pro Max.
Shut up.
Headphones. And it's the whole reason is because what we talked about on the radio.
Yeah.
If you missed the story yesterday, I was telling Taylor about how there was these two people, and they're clearly best friends at my gym, but they were being chatty Cathy's, and I don't hate that. I want you to have a bestie that helps you keep accountability at the gym, but it was kind of distracting me. I didn't say anything. I didn't care, but I was like, I need to be focused. I get distracted easily, okay? That's my own problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I think I need new headphones. And I had went to the store before work, and luck was not in my favor. So I was really upset about it, and I actually cried at work. It was a whole thing. You didn't even see it.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I was not
part
of that.
This is why I have to be locked away in a room, because I cry way too much in this building.
Mm.
And then I told him when I was working late last night, I called him, and I was like, I'm just so upset I don't have headphones. And I was just telling him, I'm like, well, first off, I was like, I'm so upset I don't have headphones, and I wanted to go look after work today, but I'm working a little too late.
Mm-hmm.
He just heard that and then went and bought me one. And then I had to eat my own words after I told him, you're failing me as a boyfriend because...
Yeah, that was stupid. That was really stupid.
I can tell you that, Taylor. Now how do I make it up to him? It was a joke because there was a spider waiting for me when I got home. And I'm like, well, you're failing me as a boyfriend because you didn't take care of the spider. Now I sound like an absolute jerk. And I get that. I am. What do I do?
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to neighbor man.
Oh, okay, here
I think
go.
You need to hold him hostage until she proves that she deserves them.
He already gave them to me.
Put them on a shelf that's too tall. She can't reach very high until she behaves correctly.
And bows down to you and says, my king.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Is it just me, or are there more people walking in this neighborhood recently?
I don't know. Is somebody walking right now?
Yes.
I do see somebody walking.
Yes. I will say there's a lot of people that take like...
What do they look like? Oh. I've never seen her before.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She's pretty.
There's been... Okay.
That was creepy.
You are not allowed to look out the window anymore.
You've been banned because you made it weird. I did make it weird. I didn't mean to say that. That was really creepy, and I did not mean to make that sound creepy.
It was creepy.
She's giving me... Oh, she's a redhead, but what celebrity's a redhead that I'm, like, thinking of? She's giving me...
I have no idea. That's not what I was going to talk about.
I'm sorry.
You're being creepy. I was going to say... We have this crew who works somewhere near us, and they often take afternoon walks, but I feel like there's more people doing it. Like,
why would you do it when it's hot out?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, good for you. But even when I pulled in this morning, there was a crew of people taking a walk around the neighborhood back here. And I'm like, you guys are motivated.
Okay, let's ignore the fact I was creepy, but let's talk about my idea.
Which is?
You know how, like, realtors have signs, or like businesses that do roofs got signs that said roof done by blah blah blah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we get a sign, several, right in front of, we got a big yard.
Yeah, we do.
For our radio station. Several in front of our sign, because we have several walkers, right? And let's have them say, those girls sweat squad. A QR code.
Or, because our sweat squad's our new private Facebook group for people that want some workout motivation. I think we send you out there and you have to be like the inflatable man, you know, like okay. The car dealerships have.
It sounds like a great idea. However, you just said I was creepy.
We'll have to tape your mouth shut. Unfortunately, it's just for the best. It is.
We were blown away today when we noticed Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell has joined those girls' sweat squad.
Shout out. Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you as a part of our group, our mm-hmm. hype squad,
yeah.
As we keep saying. It's a private Facebook group that we just launched this week as kind of like a motivation, fun way to get excited about working out.
Uh-huh. We were looking, we're like, oh, you know, who's our besties in the group? And then you're scrolling and you're like, wait a minute.
I just saw the mayor.
Is that mayor? Mayor's in the group, so you might see Mayor posting in there. I don't know.
Oh my God, it's so exciting, and it just keeps growing.
It does.
Too. Whatever you're comfortable posting, if you just want to join just to kind of see behind the scenes of me and Destiny and our highs and lows of working uh-huh. out, totally do that. But if you're comfortable with posting, we have so many people being like, hey, this is what I like to do. We had somebody post about jiu-jitsu.
I know. That is so cool.
Oh my gosh. And she's ripped.
I know. Her arms... I'm kind of in love with them.
To die for. So we would love for you to join the group and have some fun with us.
Absolutely. You can comment. You can post. You can just hang in the back and watch the conversations happen. Whatever you want to do. Choose your journey, your adventure. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's a private group on Facebook. Once you join, we'll get you in. I told you I have proof that somebody is sneaking into our house and messing with our trash. I'm going to prove it.
Is it a raccoon?
In the house?
I don't know.
You know what? That would be our next pet. We already got a zoo going on. Might as well have a raccoon in the zoo.
Okay.
It's not a raccoon. I think it's a human. And my proof is there was a fork in the trash yesterday, and I swear to God I didn't do it. Why are you looking at me like that? Can I at least tell you the story first before you get all judgmental?
Okay.
And then be like, it's a raccoon.
Take your play.
Okay, so... Last night, we're eating the Chick-fil-A I brought home, and my boyfriend puts his, because he got done eating it, he puts it away in the trash, right? And he goes, why is there a fork in it? No, it's not a plastic one. It's our real forks,
like
right?
Silverware.
Yeah. Why is there a fork in the trash? No. I eat chicken nuggets. I didn't need a fork. And I had fries. Didn't need a fork. So there was no excuse for me to have a fork earlier. And same for him. He had a chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So why was there a fork in the trash? I think somebody sneaking in our house, going through our trash, and just happened to accidentally throw in the fork. It wasn't me.
Okay. I wish you wouldn't say this because you are just proving everything my dad said growing up.
What?
Because he always was convinced people were throwing away the spoons in the house. He would get so mad. I don't know. It was the same mystery. He would do, like, we would run the dishwasher and he'd be like, where are all the spoons? Who's throwing the spoons away? And we're like, Dad, nobody's taking it. No, yeah. What do you mean? Where are they going? So either you did it and you didn't realize,
no,
or
didn't.
You're having the same phenomena, which is your silverware is starting to disappear.
Dad, I'm going to need you to call me, okay? Because we are going to start our own little investigated team.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get one of those, like, crime boards.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, it's got all the, like, string pointing to things.
You and have evidence, at least.
I do! And then one day, when everyone thinks we've been doing drugs.
How did we get there?
Your dad and me, we're going to become millionaires. Because we're going to prove that somebody's sneaking into houses and throwing silverware away. Wait for that.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see you so passionate about this. You never hear anything good that comes out of a boys' night out.
It's a little Sorry.
Diabolical. I feel like us girls, we're always like, oh God, boys' night out. They're going to get into some trouble. Not necessarily. If anything, what I found out about boys' night has confused me, if anything.
Do they gossip?
That's what I always wonder. I'm like, what do guys do when they're just hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my boyfriend Curly last night, while I was at dance class, he went and just hung out at one of his college buddy's place. And
gosh, even worse, it's a college buddy.
Exactly. That sentence alone.
So you know they got history and it ain't good.
Right. So I'm like, okay, they're just going to like go hang out. I wonder what they do though. Do they just sit on the couch? Do they gossip? Like, what do they do? And he's texting me and he's like, oh yeah, we're just watching car videos.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay. He's not a car guy. You know what I mean? Like uh-huh. There's like car guys uh-huh. who take selfies in front of their like uh-huh. fancy cars. He's not that guy. He doesn't, whatever. I'm like, okay, what does that even mean? What kind of car videos? He goes, like videos of different car models.
Mm.
Like one, this guy was going 120 miles per hour in Canada in a Mercedes. I'm like, okay, is this what you guys do? Is this what boys do at sleepovers?
Okay, now that's got me thinking, does your boyfriend ever do something like that? That you're like, wait a minute, that's not like you. Because my ex would do things like that. Or he would watch car videos and I'm like, you're not even into cars.
Right.
Or he would watch farming videos. And I'm like, sorry. We don't have a farm, honey. And where are you going to farm? And I just never, and I'm like, you're not, your family doesn't farm. Why are you, you're not into, why are you watching this? Since when are you into farming? I respect it if you are.
Mm-hmm.
But since when are you
this
into farming?
This is a new interest.
This is a new interest.
No, that's exactly how I feel about
so
this car thing.
Does he ever do that?
This is the first time that I'm like, are you having an identity crisis?
I think he is. You might be getting a Mercedes.
Okay, well, then he can continue this interest.
My boyfriend's toy from Menards broke last night. And man, this has got him devastated. I mean, I have never seen him so sad in his entire life.
Oh, God. Okay.
And the toy was a fan. Now, it's not like a box fan. It's more like, I don't know.
The oscillating fan? Is that what that is? It's like tall, like a tower, and it like
Do you work for Menards?
Apparently, I do.
Aisle 3, actually.
Yeah, you can find that. Yep, yep. It's on the bottom shelf.
$28.99. Actually, 10% off because they have the 10% rebate right now.
I'm familiar.
Or is it 11%? Anyways, no, it's like, okay, you're close, but it's like, it sits on the ground. I wouldn't say it's industrial. It's not one of those big ones.
Yeah.
But it's a fan.
Okay.
And it is Menards brand. Like I think it's called Master Force is their brand.
Okay. I'm sure.
I thought you worked there. Aisle 4.
Well, I work in the fan department.
And he's really devastated that his Menards fan is broken.
Was it expensive?
I don't know. I'll know when I have to go buy it this weekend because I'm going to replace it for him to make him happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing. What happened was he's been trying to keep the house cool. So I told you he has fans on like every air conditioner, every like, I don't know, where our air conditioning is flowing.
The vents.
The vents, thank you, on the floors. He's got like fans everywhere around the house to try to keep the air going. Mm-hmm. Well, our dog knocked over the fan. And oh, then no. Apparently, I don't know, this is too smart for me, but it knocked over the fan. And then like the motor, it just kept the fan the way that it was going. The motor kind of suffocated. I don't really know. Too smart.
This is sad. Where's the sad music? Oh. This is now a death.
Our fan's motor suffocated last night. Mm. See, you were acting like just like him.
What, you're making it suffocation? That's serious.
My boyfriend, neighbor man's fan from Menards that he really loves. In aisle three. Actually, I don't know.
TBD.
Could be the light aisle. Broke, and he's very devastated.
I kind of understand that because it was a tragic death.
It wasn't just like it doesn't work anymore. It died a slow, painful death.
I'm saying you're calling him dramatic, but the more I'm hearing, the sadder this
well,
is.
Well, I guess we're holding a funeral for the death of our fan.
I think Fred. That's only appropriate. His name's Fred?
I don't know. I just named him now.
Yeah, he deserves one.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I found a new group that I'd really like to be part of. I am going to have to travel to Chicago for it, though.
They'll come back, right?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I don't know if you've heard of Scream Club Chicago.
No.
It's a group who meets on Sundays at 7 p.m., and they are like near the lake, Lake Michigan. They line up, they breathe collectively together, and then they scream out into the lake.
You're the girl who can't scream.
I know, and I think this would better me.
So you need to have like, it's like therapy.
It is like therapy, and that's kind of, I mean, like it seriously was formed so people could just like let it all out.
I need this every day.
Get it out of your
Monday,
system.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Do you ever scream like in your car?
All the time.
I feel like that's maybe where
Again,
I need to
start.
Again,
this is why we got to start locking me up here.
Oh.
Sometimes
you scream here?
Oh, yeah. You just put your... right into your shirt.
Oh.
See, did you hear that? No one heard it.
Do we need to form, like, you know how, like...
Scream Club Z102.9?
Yeah, like in high school you have
I
clubs.
I might be the only one.
Oh, I don't. You never know. There could be some hidden ones.
I need a scream club and a cry club, and I know nobody else is in the cry club.
Well, I'm not interested in the cry club because I get awkward. I don't know what to do when people
well,
cry.
Oh, well, I'm in the cry club probably three times a day.
Maybe therapy.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I think I have a very turbulent night ahead of me because I need to figure out what I'm wearing to a wedding tomorrow. And if you know me, I like any reason to buy a new outfit for anything. An event.
And it is funny. If you're like me, you don't think you need to. You're like, oh, not this wedding. I won't. But then you get closer to it and you're like, God dang it, I do.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times in the last couple of years as I've gotten invited to more and more weddings as people our age are getting married. I'm like 2 weeks in advance. I'm always like, okay, it's time to order something. This is the vibe I want. This is the mm-hmm. color. This goes with the weather that we're having. I didn't do that for this. Okay. I don't know anybody at this wedding. I'm going as my boyfriend Curly's plus one. It's people that he works with. So like, the pressure's kind of there because it's people I don't know, but I did not plan at all. I did not survey my closet at all. I didn't order anything. I didn't look at any stores. So when I go home tonight, I am going to probably lose my mind. I know I have options. I have plenty of dresses.
But the problem
but will
is,
I hate them?
Yeah, you're going to hate all of them.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do because we need to leave town early tomorrow.
Do you go to Target tonight? Get something, mm-hmm. but still try on everything, but in the mindset of, like, you're going to return that Target dress. That way you don't have to go to Target tomorrow.
You know I'm really bad at returning things. Well, so I'll buy it, and it'll just hang in my closet. And then the next wedding will come around, and then I'll hate it then, too, you know? It's just, anytime a wedding comes around, I hate everything. Is that a me problem?
Do you hate yourself too? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so should we dive into this now?
Oh, I know what you're thinking. I could care less about what Taylor?
Wow, throw me into the bus.
What Destiny is getting for her nail color. Trust me, I get it. But you should care that my boyfriend keeps picking birds as the color of my nails. I've been doing this thing where I just kind of, I'm getting tired of picking my own colors, to be quite honest with you. There's mm-hmm. only so many colors in the rainbow, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, every time I go now, I'm going to have my boyfriend pick the color, right?
Right.
And last time he picked Robin's egg blue. That's what he wanted for my, well, actually, first off, there was like three options before and I hated them all. So then he narrowed it down right. to that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I like it. So that's what I got. Last night I go, what are we getting this weekend? What am I putting my nails? What are the color? Are you guessing any bird colors?
Me?
Yeah.
Cardinal red.
I had a feeling you were going to guess that, to be quite honest with you. No. Canary yellow.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Depending on what you consider a canary yellow, I don't know if I want it. Because Google gives you like 16 different options of what it is.
Yeah, I guess I need to look now.
I'm like, oh. Okay, I don't want it to be like,
like corn?
Corn. I don't want it to be like a school bus. I kind of want it to be more of a subtle.
We call that butter yellow. That Thank is you. The color of 2025.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wait, they already like decided the color?
Yeah, they do that before the year even starts.
Oh, that's cool. And then that's what I guess my nails are going to be.
Butter yellow is the color of the year.
That's what I want. A more subtle yellow. Yeah. My only concern, though, and can you be honest with me, is that, like, you know, as you get older, you kind of notice that, like, not every color, like, looks good, right?
Uh-huh.
And now I'm very pale, okay? I'm only nervous that the butter yellow won't look good with my pale hands, because are you even going to see it?
Oh.
They're all going to look the same.
Well... It could be a sleigh. It could also make you look like a corpse. I don't know.
I didn't even think about that. Is she alive?
I can't wait to see what you pick.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, what a quinkadink that today happens to be. It's hot enough for you day. Trust me, it's hot enough for you outside.
Well, it's funny because, like, it's a way to make light of really muggy heat. And mm-hmm. we just so happen to get the muggiest, probably, hopefully, of the muggy. Mm-hmm. Of all summer today on Hot Enough For You Day.
And we just happen to be in an excessive heat watch, too, you know? It just happened to be.
It all worked out.
Well, kind of themed that up for tonight's trivia question. When the temperature is hotter out, people are twice as likely to do this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Question tonight, when the temperature is hotter out, people are twice as likely to do this. What is it?
Maybe it's something you've done today.
Or yesterday. Or you're going to do tomorrow.
Think about that. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
You really didn't need me to tell you. It's hot enough for you today. But it is. It's a national holiday.
And it just so happens to be more than hot enough for ya.
What's the heat index right now?
Oh.
I put you on the spot. I know it's 90. Well, at least our computer here says it's 90.
I got 89.
Okay.
I got a heat index of 102.
What the?
It's disturbing.
It's not 102 Dalmatians. It's 102 a heat index.
68% humidity. Gross.
I'm gonna sleep at the station tonight if that means I don't have to go out.
Well, it's kind of humid in here, so I think you're gonna take that back.
You're right. Gross. Well, it's hot enough for you today. That's what it is. And I themed it for tonight's trivia question. When the temperature is hotter, people are twice as likely to do this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 9978 said calling to work.
Yeah. I'm sick.
I would say
suddenly.
More likely when it's too cold outside, I want to do that. But if I could just hang out at home in the AC, I'm going to choose that.
Yeah. Netflix and stay home.
And like milkshakes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been really into making milkshakes.
And you haven't brought me one?
Well, it would be melted by the time we got here because if you didn't hear me, I just said it's 102 degrees outside.
2945 said break up with their partner. Yes, we're at that point where I'm about to. Not because I hate him, not because I don't love him. It's because it's
you're
the weather.
Sweaty and crabby.
Yes, it's the weather. It's not you. It's not me. It's Mother Nature.
Let me tell you what puts me over the edge when I'm like hot and cranky is if you touch my sweaty face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is grounds for
breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 3303 said commit murder.
Okay. Are you admitting to something?
That's crazy. I do wonder,
at what
though,
point do we have to turn people in? I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. Okay. Chill out. But I would be curious, now that you say that, my true crime wheels are turning. What percentage of true crime murders happen in the summertime?
God, I wish we had a police officer on speed dial.
Or
like
a detective.
Do they got detectives around here?
Yes.
Okay, well, why do we not have one on speed dial?
Most police departments have a detective, I believe. If you know the answer, let me know. Otherwise,
if there's a detective listening, we won't, you know, say your name, but if you could, like, tell us.
Well, that sounds like a lot of research to do in the next 5 seconds.
Oh, you don't tell me that they don't just have that in their brain?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is it, a known thing
that like,
murder
crimes go up?
Spikes in the summer? I don't know. I don't know. I hope
feeling
not.
A little bit more stabby when it's 9
Am I going to die? Don't murder me.
She's definitely not leaving her house if that's the case. It's hot enough for you today. That's what it is today in tonight's trivia question. When the temperature is hotter out, people are twice as likely to do this. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in 2 songs.
Okay, if we really have a detective call us and tell us that, you are never leaving your house.
Oh, no. I feel that I can reason with a murderer.
What?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You're going to be like, you know what? Murderer. I'll buy you ice cream if you decide otherwise.
Yeah.
You like chocolate? How about strawberry?
Actually, before you stab me, can I finish my milkshake? I'll share with you.
There's a cherry on top I'd really like to get to.
I even got whipped cream.
Want to share? I got an extra spoon.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
If your car does not have air conditioning in it, you do not want me to drag it on for another 30 seconds.
No.
You're like, wrap this up, okay?
Get it going. I didn't even think about that. Don't be rude right now.
Let me get to the question tonight. For it's hot enough for you today. When the temperature is hotter out, people are twice as likely to do this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
order takeout.
Yeah, you don't want to heat up the kitchen with the oven.
No. But if you don't have air conditioning in your car, I see you, I feel you, I was you, and technically I still am you in one of our cars.
Mm.
We have 2 cars that me and my boyfriend just kind of like share. None is, technically they're both his. He owns both of them, but we just share them both. Mm-hmm. So it's like whose car is who. He has to take the car every day that does not have air conditioning because his drive is only 4 minutes.
Yeah.
4 or 5 minutes. Mine is 23 minutes. And I was going to be so nice to him today and let him have the nice car with air conditioning. But I went to the gym this morning and I was like, respectfully, no. I'm taking the air conditioning car because I am not going to come to work sweating off 20 pounds of sweat. And then my coworkers are going to be like, oh, you must have just showered. I'm going to be like, no.
Oh, my God.
I sweated. But yeah, if you have a car that doesn't have air conditioning, you're not getting takeout. Trust me, I was you. I see you. I am you. You're like, it's not worth it. I'm staying home.
Unless,
I have to go out in this?
No, if I could be a passenger and stick the upper half of my entire body out the window.
Like a dog.
The dogs are onto something. They understand the airflow, and I am them.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.